This time to let go of Vatican II piece that I wanted to get into here. Now, as I always preface these things, you know what? I should play. Yes. I should play the siren. This is not a drill. Yes, it is time to seek shelter, especially for many of you that will vehemently disagree with what I am about to say. So, Ryan, I haven't done my disclaimer lately. The opinions expressed by the host of this radio show are just that. Opinions. And a reminder, this is a show. They do not represent the opinions of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel, although we're working on that. If you have an issue with what I am about to say and how I am about to say it, you should contact me directly. My email address, kingdude, KINGDUDE, at mikechurch.com. And you can also find me on the websites at mikechurch.com and veritasradionetwork.com. Or you could call me, 844-527-8723. Time to let go of Vatican II. The story was written back in November of last year. Liturgy guy Brian Williams reporting on it now. Veil Vatican II moving on verbalizes what a growing number of the faithful are finally coming to grips with. In the words of Father Hugh, quote, "It is now time to let go of the council." Mitter Novus Ordo segue, no! But I want my Bimmy Buffett cargo short pant mass! And you get a Eucharist, and you get a Eucharist, and you get a Eucharist, and you get a... Everybody gets a Eucharist! Did anybody go to confession? Mitter Visitor, we don't have... Get out of here! Vatican II did get away with reconciliation. There is no such thing. Certainly there's no priest here that want to hear it. I mean, look. Go across town over there to those weirdos that call themselves, trads. And again, I'll say this for the benefit of people. And again, some of you aren't going to like this. I'm not trying to anger anyone. It is not necessary to put trad or traditional in front of the term Catholic. Those that are practicing a faith that is closer to Protestantism, if not outright blasphemous ism, are not practicing Catholicism. They're the ones that need a new name, not those of us that are actually trying to practice the faith as it's written, as it has always been taught, and as the truth, which does not have an expiration date, has always been known. I believe that's a pretty good summary of what Catholicam, Ecclesiam, and the Creed means. You know, as a matter of fact, all you have to do is believe the Creed. There's 12 propositions in the Creed. Do you believe every single, the Creed of Nicaea, the Council of Nicaea? Do you believe all 12 of them? And I get you, this is where our Protestant evangelical friends might find this interesting. I bet you, of the 12, you're probably good with 9, 10, maybe even 11 of them. Some of you may be good with all of them and just don't even know it. Start with the Latin, with Credo and Unum Deum, and go from there and see how many. Anyways, to the story. Veil Vatican II, moving on, verbalizing what a growing number of the faithful are finally coming to grips with. The words of Father Hugh, it's now time to let go of the council. And then Brian Williams says, Liturgy Dude says, hey, everybody ought to read the story, but here's a brief highlight. Father Hugh begins by making the obvious acknowledgement that the world has changed greatly since the 1960s. This would hardly matter if the council had sought to clarify doctrine and timeless truths, but it is relevant for a council claiming to be pastoral in its scope and very purpose, which it most certainly was not. It was pastoral, but the results were doctrinal. I got to tell you a story here, a personal story, in just a moment. As Father writes, quote, it describes itself as a pastoral council and has sought to repackage the teaching, life, and worship of the church to suit a world in flux. For this very reason, the council was necessarily going to have a best before date. That date has been passed. The sad thing is that its milk turns sour very soon after packaging. And you know, for people that argue and go like, well, I don't know what the hang up is. I don't know what's wrong with the new right. It ought to be called that, a new right. Look at the fruits. Did it produce what it was advertised to produce? No, it did not. Many seminaries were almost empty. Orders had been disbanded, gone. Why? They got rid of the faith. They didn't edit it. They didn't repackage it for moderns. They told the moderns, you live in lifestyles of Americanism, you're right. You know, somebody made this observation here, and I'm going to close with this little, this will be the end of the Red Pill Diary portion of this. You know what the Second Vatican Council basically did? They took the heresy of Americanism and Catholicized it. Especially Protestant Americanism and Catholicized it. You know, it kept some of the pieces of the Mass in there just enough so the faithful would go like, oh, yeah, well, you know, that's a Mass. And, of course, we are always supposed to say, hey, doctrinally speaking, I have to say that, yes, that's a Mass. Otherwise, I'm in error. However, as I tell people all the time, dude, it doesn't always come down to the Mass. Mass is certainly important. Yes, it is. Comes down to living the teaching. It is possible to have the Byzantine Rite Mass if you want and still live the teaching. And it's the teaching, it's the moral code, it's the moral part that went, get gone, goodbye. But it's starting to come back. And you know who's leading the way? The youths. It's the young that are leading the way. And that is a positive thing. As a matter of fact, I'd venture to say, in conclusion, that most of the youths that call themselves trads or get called trads today probably don't know anything about the Second Vatican Council other than they've seen both of the masses at work and the results on lives from both of them and have principally determined that if they're going to go, they're going to go old. How refreshing is that? Yeah. It's time to ditch the Second Vatican Council. Many people concluded that many years ago. That ship, with Mary Salome, Mary Magdala, and Lazarus on it, sailed for the French coast long ago.